11 here?
I don't know. It's conceivable that one of the big self-contained airline rafts might cost $10,000.
Perhaps I should first see if it is 10,000. I don't know. 25, that's pretty hefty.
Yeah, that's a lot of survival gear. Might be worth that to you at the time, but it probably didn't cost that. Okay. One of the original intents, Senator Eliason, was on, you know, the suspension of commercial fishing privileges if someone took essentially commercial fishing required survival gear. Now that we've broadened the topic to really be an upgrade for any theft of survival gear, do you think we should just take that whole section out? Is that what?
If it complicates enforcement of this particular law, yes.
Well, I think what it's doing is
you have two different classes.
Yeah. It's a tool that only would be available to a commercial fisherman. So the effect is that if a commercial fisherman steals something, he gets a higher penalty than anyone else. So I'm not sure that that's what you really wanted to do.
Well, they should be aware how important that equipment is, and they shouldn't be stealing it.
Well, I agree, and if, in fact, you had a state licensing requirement for aircraft, I wouldn't mind if you took their pilot's license either,
yeah.
But you don't have a state licensing requirement, so what you've done is I think it complicates it, to be honest with you.
Part of the element in driving it, right?
Yeah. So I think you lose that. Anyway. Okay, so that provision will come out. It will upgrade it for everyone, but it won't treat commercial fishermen any differently than anyone else, except if they're in the legislature.
They already are.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
I'll get together with you and the CS staff, well, and we'll figure that out and get it done. And we'll have that back before us. Unless we can find a quorum, we can't move the previous bill. We also were going to take up the first hearing on the proposed constitutional amendment with regard to confirmation of permanent fund and Alaska Railroad boards. We may have to forego that as well.
Thank you.
Senator, what do you think?
What?
I don't know that we probably don't need to start another one. Let's sit a little bit and see if we can get
somebody in here. Can we get?
Yeah, why don't you chase somebody? See if we can at least move out the bill we've got.
55.
Yeah, we can get 55 out of here. But Paula, I think we'll give up on the constitutional amendment. It's a little late to start it. Sorry. Okay, we will get to it.
Move 340 to the next two.
Yeah, 340 and SJR 4 will carry over. They'll be on our next bill calendar, as well as with a CS for 358, and we hope to be done with Senate Bill 55 today if we can find another person. We're off the record, we're at ease. We're back on the record. We're going to have to go ahead and adjourn. If we don't have a quorum, we will take up and try to move Senate Bill 55 at our next bill hearing, and we'll also come back to the bills that we heard today and try to take action. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're adjourned. Okay, we're back on the record. We have before us Senate Bill 55. We have adopted a CS. Senator Rohde, Senator
Mr. Chairman, I move that we
pass
the bill with the individual recommendations.
We have a motion to move out Judiciary Committee substitute for Senate Bill 55. Are there objections? Without objections, so ordered. And that will go with its fiscal notes, which I think now are zero in the finance committee.
Thanks for having someone come grab me. I was up in the middle of that.
Thank you for coming back, Senator Rohde.
HFC wars up there.
What's going on?
There's over the nickel and dime grant to Anchorage Fairbanks. So.